Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, July 18th. We are 54.5% of the way through the year. That's right, the days are getting shorter. 68 days left until autumn. Soil has reached 71 degrees. That may slow some freshly sown crops just a bit, but they are still in great territory as long as they are well watered, because conditions are dry ahead of the expected day-long storm activity. Rain will peak around 11 a.m., but the storm action steps up a bit and continues all afternoon long. We will see a high temperature of only 78 degrees at 4 p.m. Expect some isolated areas of intense rain. Overnight, rain ends around midnight and we will see a low of 68 degrees. It will be humid, so the ACs probably won't be turning off. Tuesday, we dry out again and we get a high of 90 degrees with heat warnings expected to be issued. Hydrate and don't overdo it. Muggy 68 degrees overnight takes us into a clear and dry Wednesday with a high of 93 and more heat warnings. Thursday, storm activity returns and temperatures are expected to stay just under the 90s. Pollen levels for today will be low. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:31 a.m., high tide at 7:29 a.m., low tide again at 2:03 p.m., and high tide once again at 8:10 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 77 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:14 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be 5:32 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming slow mover coronal mass ejection due to spark G1 class magnetic storms on Wednesday. Solar wind speed is currently 347 kilometers per second at 1.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board with good conditions below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 166. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.